Welcome to the Gregory Digout Podcast.
And welcome to Thursday's Daily Bread. I think we're on like day 100 or so of the pandemic, of us gathering together, God turning the curse into a blessing. Wow. From God's point of view, everything is right on track for his plan and his purpose. He's not limited by current events. He's not thrown off by current events. He's not imprisoned to a particular set of circumstances like Jesus. His timing is always the best timing, and we sometimes wish God were on our schedule, but we don't need him to be. We just need to trust him. Remember, we talked about yesterday that we take care of the trusting, God takes care of the timing. And really, it's not like trusting God is some sort of big effort on our part. It's not like trusting God is us doing God a favor. Trusting God is us doing us a favor. Trusting God is not some risk. It's not some, gamble. There's no gamble to trusting God. Trusting God is just the smartest thing that any human being can do. Trusting God is trusting a faithful God, trusting a God who's love, trusting a God who is love, trusting a God who is faithful, trusting a God who has never once broken one of his promises. So why do we think we're doing God a favor to trust him? Trusting is easy. I think we've got it all wrong. We've had it so wrong. Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." So many Christians think that the Christian life is hard. Yes, the Christian life is hard when you have interpreted the Christian life as your efforts to be pleasing to God. Yes, that's a hard way to live because it's an impossible way to live. Our efforts do not please God. We are pleasing to God because we have accepted the one offer that had to be made as a substitute for our sin, and that is Jesus. And when you accepted Jesus, you immediately became well-pleasing to God. So often we're aiming at a moving target when we take scriptures and make something of them that they didn't really mean. Like the scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, where it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we can assume from that verse that pleasing God, what causes us to be pleasing to God is having faith. So we could struggle to have faith, and we can strive to have faith, but still wonder, is it enough to be pleasing to God? Like, when is your faith enough to be the Hebrews 11:5 faith, where it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God? Well, at what point is your faith enough to please God? And I'm going to answer that for you, but I want you to think about it. Because one person might have faith for their finances. One person might have faith for healing, but not for salvation for their loved ones. Maybe someone has faith to share the gospel, but they don't have faith to believe God for their business situation. So are they pleasing to God in the area of their finances, but displeasing to God in the area of their family or of their healing? Wow. So what is the faith that is pleasing to God so that you can take a sigh, take a deep breath and have a sigh of relief? What is the faith that really pleases God? Because if it's like faith to have an evangelistic tent ministry, then only Oral Roberts and Billy Graham and people like that were pleasing to God. If having faith means never being without money that you need, then all of us have at one point or another been displeasing to God at some point. Now, we haven't been, but I'm trying to illustrate this for you. So where and when is our faith enough? How many know that people have said, well, you didn't get healed right away, so you don't have enough faith. You didn't get your needs met, so you must not have been walking in enough faith. Or you got COVID-19, so you must not have had enough faith. And this is a religious form of legalism and condemnation and manipulation that religious people will beat you over the head with. You don't have enough faith. And they don't even know what enough faith is. They couldn't even define for you what enough faith is. But I'm going to define it for you, okay? So that you know that you have enough faith to always be pleasing to God. We don't come in and out of God's pleasure. It's like we don't come in and out of God's love. We don't come in and out of God's favor. That's so works-based. That's so man-centered. That's so honors and glorifies man rather than what honors and glorifies Jesus. So I know some of you guys are answering, you know, trying to answer, guessing the answer. And you're going to say, oh, I already knew that when I share it with you. You're going to say, oh, I already knew that. And that's cool. But based on some of your answers, I'm not so sure. I'm playing with you. By the way, shout out to Ruth and Calvin. And, well, you guys are so faithful tuning in here all the time. Karis and Jose and Shirley. God bless you, Rachel and Dolores. And bless you, Preeti and Terry. I bless you, Frank. I bless you, Dan, on Instagram. I bless you, Dinah, on Instagram. George, I bless you in Jesus' name. Pastor Joseph Douglas, I bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you guys. I just release blessing in your lives. I just speak blessing over Merrill's life and over Jake's life and over Karis' life and over Nellie's life. I speak blessing over Samita's life and Deborah and Shell and Sanjeet and Sandy. I bless you. I bless you, Abina. I bless you, Renee. Bless you, Sherry and Gary. Okay, so I bless all of you. Names I mentioned and didn't mention, I just activate blessing over anyone who hears the sound of my voice. And we have the power to do that because Jesus said we could bless with our tongue. So what is the answer to when have we qualified for having enough faith to be pleasing to God, since the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God? So I want to take you to a scripture in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And most of us have heard this verse. We've read it. We've quoted it. We've claimed it. But it's going to be in a way, I'm going to share it in a way that maybe you haven't heard me share before or you haven't heard before. But it says, so faith comes, verse 17, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ. Now, some of your translations are going to say faith comes from hearing and hearing from the word of God. But if you look this verse up in Greek, it says faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christos, which is Christ. So faith comes from hearing the word of Christ. Now, there will be people that want to petition me on this and argue or debate. And you guys are really nice and kind. I usually get more debates on, I don't know, Facebook, I think, or Twitter. But this is the answer. The faith that pleases God is the faith that comes from hearing the word of Christ, not the word of God in general, although philosophically I agree that faith gets stirred up just by hearing God's word. Anything in God's word can stir up our faith. But the faith that comes and the faith that is enough to be pleasing to God is as it is actually translated in Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing the word. He doesn't say the words. He says the word of Christ. So the word of Christ is actually translated as the word of Christos, or the word of what Jesus Christ has done for us. The word of what Jesus the Christ did for you and me. Who do people say that I am? Well, some say you're John the Baptist, and some say you're Elijah. Some say you're one of the prophets. But who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ. So he could have said, you are the miracle worker, you're the shepherd, you're the king, you're the Lord. But he said, you are the Christ, meaning you are the one who God promised would come and take away the sins of the world, and the one who would come and be crucified, die, and be buried, and rise from the dead. This is the Christ that he's talking about, and the word of this Christ is what produces faith. Faith comes not from hearing just words of the Bible. And I'm not saying that we're not going to, that the words of the Bible won't encourage us and the words of the Bible won't strengthen us, because it is, all scripture is inspired by God, right? But the word he's talking about here that produces faith, faith comes, all faith comes, all your faith that you'll ever need, all the faith that you'll ever need comes from hearing the word of Christ, the word of what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. This is the word of God whereby faith comes from. The word about the cross, the word about what Jesus did, the word about what Christ Jesus did. Christ Jesus became sin for us that we would be made the righteousness of God. Christ Jesus. What does the Bible say? Christ, Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us. Look at what it says. Christ has redeemed us. It doesn't say anything other than that, because he wants us to understand where faith comes from in Romans 10:17. So in Galatians 3:13, when it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for cursed is one that hangs on a tree. So the word of the Christ, the one who became a curse for us, the one who became sin for us, the one who became poor for us that we might have an abundance, the one who became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God, the one who became rejected for us that we would be made accepted in the beloved, the one who became the curse for us so that the blessing of Abraham would come to the Gentiles. This will liberate your entire life. This will set your whole life free. This will totally make you happy, completely deliver you from fear, completely rescue you from a works-based mentality, a question mark behind, am I pleasing to God? The faith that pleases God in Hebrews 11:3 is the faith that came from hearing the word of Christ. The word of what Jesus Christ did for us. What is the word of Christ? It's that he suffered and died and was buried, and on the third day he rose again. This is the word of Christ. This is the word of Christ whereby faith comes. And that liberates your soul. It absolutely transforms the way you think about faith. Now you're no longer, I wonder how many scriptures do I have to memorize in order for faith to come? How many times do I have to read the Bible over and over until faith comes? At what point have you read enough or heard enough of the Word of God to produce the faith that pleases God? At what point have you heard enough? I submit to you that it's because you're never at a point where you've heard enough of Scripture to eliminate all doubt, except when you hear of the Christ and what He did for you so that you never have to doubt again. It's not about memorizing the 7,000 promises in the Word of God. That's not what produces faith. Or just holding on to one verse doesn't produce faith. I'm not saying that the Word of God isn't powerful. Every Scripture is God-breathed and it's inspired by God. But the Scripture or the Word of Christ that produces faith is the Word of what Jesus did for us in the finished works of the Christ. Tetelestai, the one who was sent to carry the anointing and to be the anointed one. What was he anointed to do? He was anointed to die on the cross for you and me. He was anointed to become a curse that we might receive the blessing, to become sin that we might become the righteousness of God, to take our pain and suffering so that with his stripes we're healed. This is the word of the Christ. This is the word of Christ. So when we misinterpret the Scripture, is when we become unsatisfied and unfulfilled. This is the gospel. It's when you hear the gospel. Jesus did it all. The gospel of Christ. Jesus did it all. It is finished. Tetelestai. In him you were redeemed. In him you were cleansed. In him your sins were forgiven. It's already done. And that word of that Christ and what Christ did for us is where faith comes from. And that's the faith that 100% of the time is pleasing to God and makes you pleasing to God. Whew. Well, how about we pick this up tomorrow? I want to pray for you and believe God with you. I'm going to pray and believe that you get a revelation of this, that you are the Christ, the Word of Christ, the Son of the living God, who became rejected so that we could become sons and daughters of God. Father, give us a revelation of the Word of Christ that faith comes from. Give us a revelation of the finished works of Jesus Christ. What you did is absolutely enough. What Jesus did on the cross is enough. And faith in that finished work of Jesus Christ is what pleases you, Lord. And give us the revelation by the Holy Spirit, Spirit of wisdom and revelation, to cause us to see this truth and this freedom-bringing, curse-breaking, sin-delivering, promise-keeping power of God in Jesus' name. Hey, guys, I'm going to let you bolt. I'm so blessed to be able to spend some time with you guys today. How about we do this again tomorrow? I got an idea. Let's do it again tomorrow. Be a part of what God is doing in the earth. He's bringing his church together, even when we've been apart. And he's raising the church up to be the church built upon the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, that the work is finished. All we need to do is believe. God bless you guys. join the church, lifechangerschurch.com or lifechangerschurch.com/global if you'd like to join this global family. I love you guys. Bye.